Women, you are the queens of our nation, the mother of our home, the pride of our children, a light always left on. You are refined in your ways, a woman of substance, substantially fazed by her everyday conscience. A conscience to live in a way that uplifts not just her home, but the home of her brethren. Styled as a graceful woman on her throne, empowering lives to be filled with pride, hope, love, beauty, nourishment, soul, faith. Bring your ears closer now and your mind will explode and be inspired by the words of Cover Mode.
Assalamu alaikum, hello and welcome to Cover Mode, your modest fashion, style, beauty and lifestyle program. I'm your host, Rashan Isaacs. The Islamic Fashion and Design Council, in partnership with Cover Mode on Voice of the Cape Radio, will be presenting the Modest Fashion Emporium this weekend. Supporting the broader modest design community, the IFDC South Africa will be hosting a Modest Fashion Emporium with this show, Cover Mode, on the Voice of the Cape radio station at the annual Factory Shop Expo in Cape Town at the Cape Town Convention Center this weekend. So please diarise the 30th and the 31st of July, 9 till 6 p.m. Get there early before all stocks go. And of course, you can delight yourself in a host of clothing, jewelry, beauty, fragrances, stationery, crystalware, and just so much more. The following vendors will be featured in the Modest Fashion Emporium. The suit that would be Series Boutique, Pleasures, Elegant Muslima, Crystal Boutique, Precious Rose, Down to Earth, La Classique SA, The Infinity Collection, The Haya Box, Ashika G Collection, Lady Bell Creations, Yogazi Strand, East West Designs, Designer Warehouse, 4U Clothing, Make a Statement, Crafty S Designs, Crystal Paradise, Safiya Scarves and Accessories, Shamila's Fashions, Scarf, Hair and Makeup with Manar. It is our aim to assist in the development of small businesses by creating opportunities for them to reach broader markets. And the IFDC South Africa invites you to visit and support the Modest Fashion Emporium and really experience the modest lifestyle. Joining me in studio today are a few of the traders in the Modest Fashion Emporium this weekend. And that is Najiba of Lady Bell Creations, Fatima of Crystal Boutique, and I believe we have on the line Jawara of the Haya Box. Assalamu alaikum to all three of you.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Lovely. I'm so glad you can join us on the line, Jawara.
Yes, it's lovely to be on the line. Thank you so much for having me.
Wonderful. You know what? Let's just kick off with you, because I think that the Haya Box is a very interesting component to the whole modest lifestyle and the modest offering. So why don't you start off by telling us, what is the Haya Box?
The Haya Box is a subscription box, the first of its kind for Muslim women in South Africa. You've seen the likes of Ruby Box and Birch Box overseas. So basically, instead of going to the store purchasing the components individually, we've brought your scarf, your headband, your accessories, pins, and one or two goodies as well for you to try out into a box that's delivered to your door every month.
So how do we get hold of these boxes? How do I go about subscribing?
You can go to our website. It's www.thehayabox.co.za. It's super straightforward. We've actually got a section in our frequently asked questions with a step-by-step where it tells you, you can go to the shop, click on what box you want, if you want the July box or the August box, and fill out your details, and within minutes, the box is yours, and it's shipped almost the same day or the next day.
And is it only South Africa?
It is currently only South Africa. We are looking to do it internationally. We have had requests, but we've just started out, so baby steps.
So you're also going to host a stall at the Modest Fashion Emporium at the Factory Shop Expo this weekend. Would the people coming to visit the expo be able to sign up there as well?
Yes, we will have a laptop or a station available for them to sign up. And we will have the actual boxes. We've got a limited amount of boxes available for the ladies to purchase.
And that's just in terms of the boxes, because you said that you could get July or August. So you don't necessarily have to get the current month. You might, you know, I missed out on July's box. Can I please get the July box? I really like what's in that box.
You can, but to the extent if it's available. Once it's out of stock, it's out of stock, unfortunately.
So it depends on whether that box is still available. And then
yes.
It's now, look, I think you launched this month, if I'm correct.
Yes, we had actually a lovely lunch in Durban. I'm from Durban, but living in Bloemfontein. So we had a lot of Instagrammers, bloggers attend, and it was so nice to have all these powerful women, you know, doing their own things together to celebrate, alhamdulillah, the launch of the Hayaba.
So we have a lot of vendors, and I mean, we have got Crystal Boutique and Lady Bell in the studio as well. I'm calling them by their trading names. It's Fatima and Najiba in studio. Meet Jawara, she's on the line.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam. Lovely to meet you.
And now, if our vendors wanted to participate in, you know, the Haya box, how does, you know, because now you've told us from a consumer perspective what you're offering them, but how do designers or, you know, I think like Fatima has stationery, how do they get involved with a Haya box?
It's as simple as just sending an email. I think I have spoken to Fatima.
Okay, so not Fatima, everyone else.
So sorry. But I have spoken to a few. Basically, they're going to pop us an email. And what we do is, if we have like sample sizes of their products or something small that's going to be able to fit in the box,
mm-hmm.
then it's just as easy as that. And then we can purchase it, or if they can supply samples. It's either way. Like, inshallah, next month's box, we've got homeopathic skincare and stuff like that, all natural goods going into
the box. So it's really broad. It's not only a fashion component, it's also a lifestyle component.
Yes, we want to include all factors. There's so many women doing that have their own home businesses that do amazing skincare products. Like this month, we had Vintage Beauty who did cold creams for us. I'm using it personally and I've seen amazing results. So sometimes it's not the international brand, although we would love international brands on board, but sometimes it's nice to have the local factor as well.
And that's what the Modest Fashion Emporium is all about, pushing our local businesses. Do you have a contact email address? Because you did say that they can contact you via email. How would they, what is that email address?
The email is info at? The Haya box,
and just for clarity, it's the Haya, HAYAA.
Yes.
And box.
.co.za.
Okay, so they make contact with you there, and they just let you know, we have something to put into your box. Of course, the designer wouldn't be able to put a full garment in the box, maybe a miniature version. But
or
perhaps also just
gift
cards. Oh, okay,
you know,
that's a great
anything
idea.
Anything like that.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that you can become very innovative in terms of how people can get involved with the box when their products are maybe a little bit too big for the box.
No, definitely.
And like, how big is the box?
It's almost just kind of like I would guess, an A4 sheet paper.
Okay.
Or so. Just a little bigger than that.
Yes. Okay. Just to give us an idea. But if you do want to see what that box looks like, then visit the Modest Fashion Emporium on the weekend. You will see it very clearly. We'll be the area in your green AstroTurf and your picket fences, your white picket fences. You'll see us without having to look around, really. The moment you spot us, do make your way through there and come and visit the Haya box and just see what those boxes are all about and what they will be offering at the Modest Fashion Emporium. So you will be at the Modest Fashion Emporium. What excites you about this weekend's trading?
Basically, just getting to meet everybody, because we interact all the time with everyone on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be nice to put a face to their brand and see what they have to offer upfront instead of just on Instagram.
Yeah, because, I mean, I haven't met you face-to-face either.
No. That's the nice thing. It's the same thing we did with our launch. Everybody interacts on Instagram, social media, WhatsApp. So to put a face to, like, ShopStyle Snap, for example, it's quite awesome, to put it simply.
Brilliant. So just reminding our listeners, we're talking about the Modest Fashion Emporium, which will be hosted at the Factory Shop Expo on this coming weekend. That's the 30th and the 31st of July. The event will take place throughout the day. That's from 9 till 6 p.m. So our vendors will be waiting patiently for you to come and browse and shop the Modest Fashion Emporium at the Factory Shop Expo. And it's all really in support of the broader modest design community. We really want you to experience what the modest wear lifestyle is. And one of the things that we'll be showcasing as well, we are opening up the on a day, on both Saturday and Sunday, the entertainment section with a fashion show. So a really good blast of what you can expect on that modest fashion runway. We have all of our clothing vendors matched with some of our accessories vendors as well, and scarf styling vendors, as well as our makeup artist in that area, who will be showcasing what kind of makeup will be presented to you, or what they can do, because during, between the actual show, we have a makeup styling session where we'll show you how to do your makeup and how to style your scarf. And of the vendors, the clothing vendors that will be showcasing at the fashion show is Cerise Boutique, Elegant Muslima, Precious Rose, Down to Earth, La Classique SA, The Infinity Collection, and Lady Bell Creations, East West Designs, Designer Warehouse For You Clothing, and Crafty S Designs, and Sharmila's Fashions. Then you also have your other traders that, you know, have your accessories that will sort of match up with the garments that will be on display at the fashion show. And we have amazing tall models who will be showcasing these fantastic garments as well. But talking about the fashion show, we have one of those designers here, Najiba of Lady Bell. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And Najiba, I know you know you've been sitting quietly there waiting for your opportunity. But we will also just bring in Jawara here and then, here and now. So please do stay on the line, Jawara.
Okay.
Before we go into discussion and find out all about Lady Bell Creations, we'll cross to a break and pick up from there.
The voice of the Cape.
Styled as a graceful woman on her throne, empowering lives to be filled with pride, hope, love, beauty, nourishment, soul, and faith. This is Cover Mode.
It's always wonderful introducing you to new emerging talent in South Africa in the modest wear arena. And here in the studio with me, I'm joined with Najiba of Lady Bell Creations. We have Fatima of Crystal Boutique. And we also have Jawara of the Haya Box on the line. Najiba, I introduced you just before the break. Who is, or how did you derive first at the name Lady Bell? Because that's your design label. How did you do, how did you come up with the name Lady Bell?
Well, I was searching for a beautiful name. So I came upon Lady Bell Creations, which I design clothing for ladies, and Bell is a French name, which
Which
stands for beauty.
Ah, yeah. All right. Perfect.
So that's how I come up with the name of Lady Bell Creations.
Stunning. I love that. And then how long have you been trading? Don't worry. Najiba is a little bit nervous, but we know that we're all interested to hear all about Lady Bell Creations because, you know, we're big supporters of our modest fashion industry. Lady Bell Creations will also be hosting a store at the Modest Fashion Emporium this weekend. So, you know, besides what you aren't able to hear from her right now, you can see from her collection at the Modest Fashion Emporium on the weekend. So Lady Bell, stunning, beautiful name. How long have you been trading?
My love of fashion started off a very young age. I've started making little things like money bags, accessories, etc. Just had a passion for fashion, which decided to study fashion design for 2 years.
Wow. Yes. Oh, my. And you actually said that prior to doing fashion designing...
I love fashion.
What did you do before fashion designing?
Well, I studied nursing, which...
How... completely opposite.
Yes, and I thought to myself, nursing is not for me, so I love fashion, I like to dress up, and
And you actually took it upon yourself to not just, you know, try it out and go and make a garment, but to actually study prior to starting your collection. Wonderful. That is very inspiring. And then what can we expect to see at this weekend's Modest Fashion Emporium from Lady Bell?
Lady Bell Creation is going to have a couple of sale items this coming weekend at the Modest Fashion Emporium Fashion Shop Expo, which includes beautiful kimonos, plain colors, and prints. And some of my very popular good prints, group selling tops and dresses, which are caters for young and old and with all kinds of shapes and sizes, simply comfortable to wear for the modern woman.
So when you say any age, from what age would you
say?
Well,
it's from a young to young age, from teenage to elderly.
Okay, yeah. Wonderful and lovely, all shapes and sizes, because we know we have all shapes and sizes that we need to cater for. And then what are you looking forward to this weekend?
Well, it's to meet some more people as well, to bring my name out there as well, and to get more exposure as well, yeah.
And then if they wanted to take a look and see at what you sell and where your garments are, are you on social media?
Yes, I'm on social media, Instagram and Facebook, and I've also got the website as well.
Okay, so now we know you're there.
Yeah.
What's your tag? What's your social media name?
Lady Bell Creations.
On all of them?
All of them, yes.
That's
and
great.
And also I got an email as well, which is info@ladybellcreations.co.za.
info@ladybellcreations.co.za. And so just to explain, so mostly it's caftans, wide garments, or... How would you describe your garment so that the consumer knows that you're catering for them?
Well, I do kimonos, I do
kimonos,
dresses.
Okay.
Yes, long, short dresses, some elegant wear as well. I will have some capes as well, jackets, etc. Yes.
Brilliant.
And with beautiful textures and colors. So.
And how do you go about selecting your prints or your colors?
Well, for me, it's like
Is it random or is it according to the season?
No, it's according to it's random colors actually. So you can actually wear it
throughout the year.
Yes.
Lovely. And is there anything new that you're busy with at the moment?
Well, I've actually started with beautiful dresses. For the season especially.
Mm-hmm. Spring, summer coming up.
Yes.
Can't believe that winter's over. We didn't even really have winter, did we?
We actually did not. It's actually the time flies.
I think I've been wearing less coats than I usually do every winter. But that's great. So if you want to take a look at what Lady Bell Creations has to offer, come and visit the Modest Fashion Emporium at the Factory Shop Expo this weekend. We also have Crystal Boutiques, Fatima, in studio, and they're all about niche luxury and lifestyle products. Very interesting combination. Fatima, who is Crystal Boutique and what do they sell?
Assalamu alaikum. Crystal Boutique basically specializes in everything Islamic, Muslim, whether it's fashion, whether it's something for your home, for your kitchen, gifting. We have everything that you need. So instead of going to general typo stores and everything else, we are Crystal Boutique and we're here for you.
So awesome.
Anything that you'd like personalized, you know what? Don't go out there, be your own and be there for you.
And how long have you been training?
We've been training for 2.5 years now.
Wow. And just like Najiba, being a nurse before, you weren't a nurse before. Before you started your business. And this is the interesting about when I find, you know, people really passionate about what they're doing, that wasn't really what they started off doing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Let's say I'm a lady of all trades. I'm a passionate woman and I love lovely things. So wherever life takes you, you need to enjoy life. You need to enjoy who you are and where you are for that moment and make the best of what you are. I started off in beauty therapy and I moved on to journalism within that. I did fashion shows. I did professional makeup.
Wow.
So that was my Johannesburg life, actually. So I was all out there in the media. It was wonderful. And then I got married and I came to Cape Town where I found the love of my life. The warmth, the beauty, the buzz of Cape Town got me there again, and it inspired the creativity within me. And Crystal Boutique was born. When my little one was born, I started making headbands. You know, I mean, there's limited things for little girls and babies and things, you know. So I wanted to create something individual for her, and I started from headbands, baby headbands.
Wow.
And we just grew, and whatever the moms needed, and I could design something from them. It grew, and here we are into something just so much more massive, you know, just from following dreams and aspiring
from
to
headbands to the stationery that you make now.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Just interestingly enough, Jawara, you're still there, right?
Yes, I am.
Jawara, you've just started the Haya Box. Surely, yes. I mean, what were you doing before the Haya Box started?
I actually also just got married, so I'd moved.
So marriage really inspires one to do so much more.
To Bloemfontein, and I was studying. I'm doing BCom Business Management.
Lovely.
And I was looking into designing scarves, and then I came up with the idea for the Haya Box sometime last year. So then I've been working on that ever since.
Brilliant. And what a beautiful combination of skills you all have that you could actually put that into your business. And I think from a nursing aspect, it's really finer detail in people and your consumer relationships that you'll also be dealing with from a patient-nurse sort of perspective, and really thinking about care and the quality of the work that you produce and who you're catering to. So, and all your skills, your journalism, your marketing, your beauty therapy, bringing all of those sorts of in and making your brand a successful brand. Do you still offer beauty therapy?
No, I don't. But I do makeup on an exclusive level.
Mm-hmm.
So for clients who do know or that I do it, like if I travel, I travel often, and people who know about my skills, so to say. And if I'm in the area, and, you know, we'll make an arrangement. So it's exciting. It's exciting to meet so many people. It's lovely to keep them on your journey with you, you know, grow with you and them as well. And you grow such wonderful relationships with Instagrammers and your followers, and you become more than friends, you know.
And just touching on Instagram as well, I find that with the modest wear industry or the modest lifestyle industry, the kinds of followers that you have are more your quality-driven followers, people who are inspired by what you do in that sort of modest aspect, in that, you know, arena. Is that what you find as well?
Absolutely. You know, on a daily basis, we have tons of new people following us. And I love the variety that we have. I mean, you'd get people from all over the world interested in modest fashion and modest lifestyle, which is what South Africa has to offer. And it's wonderful to share our Cape Town heritage, or I'm from Johannesburg, and to share that style and combine it and share it with South Africans and the globe as well. And it's wonderful because you don't just need to, you know, stay within what you can reach. It's further than that.
Lovely. I love the inspiration coming through from all of our guests here today in the studio. We have Crystal Boutique Fatima, Najiba. Oh, I did get it right. Najiba of Lady Bell Creations, and Jawara on the line from the Haya Box. Stay tuned, and we'll be back with you after the break.
styled as a graceful woman on her throne, empowering lives to be filled with pride, hope, love, beauty, nourishment, soul, and faith. This is Cover Mode.
Welcome back to Cover Mode. I'm your host, Rashan Isaacs. We have Crystal Boutique in studio, Fatima, and we have Lady Bell Creations. The designer there is Najiba, and on the line we have Jawara of the Haya Box. Very interesting. And then just to recap, and for those of you who possibly just joined us, the Haya Box, Lady Bell Creations, and Crystal Boutique are a few of the vendors that will be hosted at the Modest Fashion Emporium. Of the other vendors that will also be featured in that area is Ceres Boutique, Pleasures, that saw silver jewelry, beautiful silver jewelry, Elegant Muslima, Crystal Boutique, Precious Rose, Down to Earth, La Classique SA, The Infinity Collection, The Haya Box, Ashika G Collection, Lady Bell Creations, Yogazi Strand, those are all your beautiful, stunning, fragrant perfumes, East West Designs, Designer Warehouse, For You Clothing, Make a Statement, Crafty S Designs, Crystal Paradise, Safiya Scarves and Accessories, Shamila's Fashions, Scarf Hair and Makeup with Manar. And going back to you, Fatima, of Crystal Boutique, what can we expect from Crystal Boutique at the Modest Fashion Emporium?
We have stunning bridal jewelry, so your hair accessories.
Ooh, is it that season again? But that season
it's
is all year
season.
Round.
Yeah, it's always season. It's always season to get married. So we've got lovely new designs. I love catering for the individual. So for every one of you, there's something out there, whether you're getting married, looking to get married in any time, but you know, you want to find something that's for you. We've got lots of lovely things, and Crystal Boutique is always about bling. I'm very bling, so come, you will find amazing things. You know, we've got that, we've got lots of home lifestyle items. So we've got Islamic wall vinyl wall deck decals. We've got a new item actually that we've designed especially, and we're launching it at the show. Ooh. And it's for the home. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. It's very kitsch, it's very cool, it's, you want to have it in your house. It's going to be an item piece that everyone's going to talk about.
Are you telling us what it is?
Oh no, I'm going to make sure all of you to come in and actually see what it is, and you'll be wild. It's something very different, and it's inspiring.
And it's home decor.
Yes, okay, it is.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And then just on the vinyl that we're talking about, because I'm also all about decor. I love decor. Yeah. You know, are they different sizes?
Different sizes. So we do have a few for you to choose from, different designs, eyes and things like that. But because we custom make things and we personalize things, you can have anything ordered specifically for your home as well. So that's quite exciting. So you can personalize your home to exactly what it is that you like, and you don't have to conform to anything we have or anyone else.
Okay, so I know I cut in there to ask about the home decor. Yep. Anything else that we can expect?
We have Islamic stationery, we've got pencils, lovely inspiring things for the kids as well, for you. We've got mugs, personalized mugs, lovely for weddings, dads, mums, sisters, friends, all of you. You know, it's a wonderful kitsch thing, and it inspires you to give gifts, you know.
I guess so.
And
yes,
receive them. Yeah, it's exciting.
So with all of these offerings, how do you stay innovative?
You know what? You need to know what everybody wants. We love interacting with our followers, knowing what it is that you want, what it is that you're looking for, and we're excited to create that and design that for you. So it's not only for the ladies, it's not only for the kids. We've got our signature urban beardsman beard products as well. So for the guys, you know, come shopping with the wives. Don't send them out alone.
Quite a trending thing, the beard products, right?
Absolutely.
Men are also really into their grooming.
Absolutely. And you know what? This I think when we go shopping, there's limited things for men. But it's nice to tailor things for them exactly to what it is that they want. They're as fussy as we are. So let's give them something that's, you know, that's wonderful, awesome, and for them as well. And inspire, grow the beard, guys. Grow it, isn't it?
And what about you, Najiba, in terms of staying innovative? How do you stay innovative?
Well, like she said, like I follow up with my customers. I'm on Instagram and Facebook, which a lot of my new customers start following me, which I'm so excited. And yes, for this weekend, I'm excited to meet more followers as well, and also to meet some more customers, which I'm very excited, and I can't wait. And we've got actually a few things that we're also going to launch as well this weekend, big exquisite stuff, so yeah.
So even though it's the Factory Shop Expo, the Modest Fashion Emporium will be, we have some secrets here from Crystal Boutique, who's not going to spill the beans in terms of what they're showcasing. Then we've got Lady Bell Creations, which will also be launching something new for you to come and take a look at. And we have the Hayao Box, which was almost like your Jack in the Box, so we never know, you know, what's going to be next in that box. Right, Jawara? Is Jawara still on the line? No. In terms of more to expect, there's so much more to expect at the Modest Fashion Emporium, and I'm really looking forward to the fashion show that will be opening up the entertainment for both days, the Saturday and Sunday. The fashion show will take place at 12 p.m. every day promptly, so please make your way through to the stage area. If you are looking for us and you want to know where we are based, it's so easy because, I mean, everyone usually gets hungry. And if you find the food court, you've literally found us. Jawara, you are you there on the line?
Yes, I'm back.
So sorry. We were just talking about the Jack in the Box. We meant the Haya Box.
Yes.
That, you know, there's so many more surprises in store in terms of what to expect from that box. How far in advance do you plan?
Oh, currently I'm like 3 months in advance.
Wow. Okay.
So I have to, because the contents differ each month, I need to have an idea of what's going to be available. So alhamdulillah, up till now I've got planned till September, and then now in August I'll start planning for the following 3 months.
And can you spill the beans in terms of what we can expect in those boxes?
I can't. It'll be giving away too much.
Will we know when you come to the Modest Fashion Emporium? Will we know there?
Yes, definitely.
Okay,
we are in the midst of closing up a skincare deal.
Yes.
So there's some exciting news there that's going to be available, inshallah, this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully they'll be on board with us every month.
Okay, so in terms of the boxes that will be available at the Modest Fashion Emporium, are we looking at July and August?
Yes, definitely. July and August, because it'll be end of the month, so I've got the limited... Online, we are sold out for July, but I've kept a few for the Modern Fashion Emporium, and then I've got August boxes available as well.
And then, is there a number of boxes that you make available each month?
Currently, yes, because of the way I've sourced the scarf, we're looking at getting more stock. The thing is, I think I underestimated how it was going to take off, but alhamdulillah, it's doing really well. So
alhamdulillah.
I've got to up the ante now.
Yes, you do. Fatima, you're also known for creating interesting stationery. And for the current season or for celebrations, whatever that may be, what are some of the things you've created for whatever the reason it may be, for the season or for Ramadan? I believe you created very unique, additions to your stationery.
We do create a stationery, as in the notebook journals. So for Ramadan, we've made a seasonal one where we had a three-part journal, which started off with your preparation for Ramadan to prepare yourself. So you would make notes from about March or so. The book was available to prepare yourself spiritually, where you want to grow and what it is that you want to achieve out of Ramadan. And then there was a sectional that was for Ramadan itself, and you could put in your timetables and, you know, your du'as. And it's nice. Allah loves consistency. Mm-hmm. So it was something that you could source from wherever it is, from all the different books that we read, mm-hmm. you know, through the uh, through through the month and just confine it into one and make it your own. And then your post-Ramadan reflections, you know, to see where you've grown and what you want to keep consistent.
And I think you have the same thing in mind now for the Hajj season.
Yes, we do.
Yes,
we have a Hajj
you
have as well.
Yes.
Yeah,
so I'm on all of your Instagrams. I know what's going on.
You're quite on the ball, hey?
In terms of your Instagram or your social media, is it all also the same, Crystal Boutique?
It's Crystal Boutique _ Modest Wear, or if you just hashtag Crystal Boutique, you just hashtag us and it will take you straight to one of our pictures and our page as well. We love interacting with you, so do comment and say what it is that you'd like to see, and we'd like to hear from you. So inbox us or just send us a message or like our pictures and talk about it. Let's start conversations there.
Lovely. Shukran so much, ladies, for coming to studio and chatting to me on Cover Mode on the Voice of the Cape radio station. You've just listened to the inspiration behind Crystal Boutique. That was Fatima. And then also Lady Bell Creations, Najiba. And on the line we had from the Haya Box, Jawara. But come and meet them in person at the Modest Fashion Emporium this weekend at the Factory Shop Expo at the Cape Town International Convention Center. Tickets are available at CompuTicket and at the door, but we urge people to get it via CompuTicket because nobody likes to stand in lines. But I personally would love to see all of you on the weekend at the Modest Fashion Emporium. That's 9 to 6 p.m. Until then, I'll see you on the weekend. From me, Rashaan Isaacs, Assalamu alaikum.